Chick Beaudry saw the town huddled next to a round hill that thrust up abruptly from the broad valley floor.
That's a way, fella. Not much farther now.
The trail had been long, over 100 miles into New Mexico in 3 days, and he and his horse both needed a rest. A large, freshly painted livery barn stood on the outskirts of the place, its doors flung wide open in the sun.
Whoa, oh.
Good afternoon.
Howdy.
A burly fellow in a battered straw hat stepped forward to take the roan.
Why, thank you.
Water and feed?
Sure. Cleaned up, too, when you can. I want it done well.
Yes, sir.
And watch yourself. He can be playful.
We'll get on fine. You staying long?
I don't know. A day or two, anyway.
All right.
I want him saddled up right after breakfast.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
No, thanks. Well, maybe you can help me with something.
What's that?
I'm looking for a man. His name is Wiley Martin.
If Chick had said he was looking for Billy the Kid, he could not have expected a more unobliging response. The liveryman glowered fiercely, then turned and started to walk away.
Wait, could you tell him I was looking for him? I can make it work.
Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Killer from the Pecos, a dramatization of the Chick Beaudry adventure by Louis L'Amour.
Mister, if you want me to take care of your horse, that's just fine. Board is 9 cents a day, whether I saddle him up or not. You want anything else? You're on your own.
All right. I'll see you in the morning.
It was early afternoon, but the town of Almagre was already busy at sin.
Someone's having fun anyway.
Born of a silver outcropping in the Sierra Diablo, Almagre had exploded from nothing into hearty exuberance in less than 2 years. It had started out with 3 saloons, a gambling parlor, and a general store. It now boasted 5 saloons, 3 gambling parlors, and at least an equal number of houses of ill repute. But it also now had a school and a house of worship.
Now put that thing away, Dean. Where do you want to go?
Well,
let's go to Fat Angel.
All right.
Ooh-wee. This is quite a place. I'm surprised I've never been here before.
Strangers who hit the town broke knew 50 ways to make money, most of them dishonest. By the time the town was 10 months old, the good citizens of Almagre had buried 33 men on Boot Hill. Among the gentry who kept the lid popping off the town was one Wiley Martin, or so people in Fort Stockton had said.
Whoa, oh boy.
Beaudry's reason for seeking Martin was plain. Someone had used a Navy Colt to withdraw $6,000 from the Pecos Bank.
Put it in there.
All of it.
After this transaction, he had shot the cashier and the president of the bank in cold blood, killing them both. Beaudry had followed the killer's trail southeast out of Pecos for a day and a half. Then he had lost it. But in his escape from town, the man had dropped a postcard addressed to a Wiley Martin in Fort Stockton. The description of the bank robber was quite precise, thanks to a stable boy who had seen him wash himself at a trough. He was a tall man with a tattoo of a girl's head on his chest. Beneath it was the name Marge in flowing script.
If you go pulling the shirt off of every man in town, Charlie boy, you bought yourself some trouble.
Excuse me, can someone point me to the marshal's office?
There was a row of idlers on the bench outside the Lucky Dollar Saloon.
The marshal's? His office is right over there.
An older gent in faded gray wool campaign shirt and trousers grinned toothlessly at Beaudry's question.
Hasn't been a marshal in Almagre in 6 months.
Looks like there'd be work for a whole bunch of them.
We buried the last one up there on Boot Hill.
Really?
That was before the new cemetery opened, back of the church.
I see.
Chick lingered there, studying the place and the passers-by. He hesitated to ask about the name Wiley Martin. Besides, he didn't know if Martin was the robber, or someone the robber knew, or what. The postcard had been mailed in Kansas City. "Wish you were here," it read. It was signed Sally. Suddenly, the doors of the Lucky Dollar flew open, and a man tumbled into the street and landed on his back. He got up quickly, looking for his sidearm, but the doors banged open again, revealing a bearded man holding a drawn gun.
I told you not to come in here again.
I was just having...
And I meant it.
He fanned the six-shooter, and four shots erupted in a continuous roar. The first shot smashed a window 4 feet to the left of the man in the street. The second and third shots hit him, while the fourth grazed the hip of one of the two horses hitched to a buckboard across the street.
Now, easy, steady.
The horse leapt straight up and forward, smashing into a nearby hitching rail. The driver, a young woman, struggled to control its mate as the frightened animal fell backwards into the tow bar of the wagon, snapping it in several pieces. A grizzled prospector moved in to lend a hand. The frightened horse continued to jump and buck about in a growing snarl of harness and broken rail.
Looks like a lively town.
El Madre? She's a Lollapalooza.
The wounded man in the street made a futile effort to rise, then sagged back. Nobody approached him, not sure if the shooting was over. Beaudry's estimate was that the unfortunate man had only a minute or two to live.
Who picks up the bodies?
Depends. If they're alive, they wait for Doc. If they're dead, the Citizens Committee picks them up, usually.
The Citizens Committee? Where does one find them?
Inquire inside.
The old-timer pointed over his shoulder at the door of the saloon. Then he glanced down at Beaudry's twin six guns.
If you're looking for a gun job, you might be better off working for Benelli.
Oh? Who's Benelli?
A rancher. Just about revolutionized the cattle business in these parts. Wouldn't you say, boys? Benelli's boys drove 50 head of cattle into the hills about 3 months back. And now his cows all have 4, 5, 6-month-old calves.
Sounds like an enterprising man. And he's hiring gun hands?
Yeah, he sure is. If you want to work with a gun around here, you either work for him or you take the marshal's job.
What's the marshal's job pay?
$100 a month, cabin and cartridges. Of course, you'd be sleeping in a dead man's bed.
That doesn't sound good.
Like I said, you'd probably be better off working for Benelli.
Well, I thank you for your advice.
No trouble at all.
In that case, perhaps you can tell me, have you ever heard of a man named Wiley Martin?
Wiley?
The old man started to speak, then stopped, scowling. He looked to his benchmates for counsel, but found none. A much chewed-on pipe stem materialized in the man's hand. He clamped it in his mouth, and without another word, he rose and shuffled off.
Well, so long.
Beaudry stared after him, then turned and looked into the street. The young buckboard driver now had her team under control. She had been joined by a gent who looked like he might be her father. Chick stepped into the street and started towards the pair. The man could have been anyone, except that he was freshly shaved and seemed prosperous. The girl was a dark-eyed blonde, of a beauty that was
just
strictly one of a kind.
I did what I could.
Well, you did just fine, Amy. But I don't know how we're going to get this wagon moving.
You could use that piece of the hitching rail as a splint, perhaps. That'd get you going.
Well, so it would. That's a good idea, mister.
Folks call me Tex. Tex Brody. Pleased to meet you. There.
The name's Chapin. I'm Jed. This is my daughter, Amy.
I'm pleased to meet you. You sure know how to handle horses, miss.
Thank you.
Here, let me have that piece of bridle from over there.
My daughter breaks horses for me sometimes. Ah, we own a ranch south of town.
I see.
You're a stranger in these parts.
That's right, miss. But I am wondering what's been keeping me away. This is quite a town.
It's a little wild right now, but there are people who want to make it into something. There! That should do it. I thank you, Tex. And if you're looking for work, I'd be pleased to try you out.
I might be. I was thinking I'd apply for the marshal's job.
The marshal's?
I was told the position was available.
Marshals don't last very long around here.
Maybe they haven't been doing the job right.
Well, that may very well be. But the real problem is Jeff Erlanger doesn't like him.
Who's Erlanger?
He's the foreman for a rancher named Benelli.
I've heard of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?